Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it down, Chad. I'm from a little town up 55 called Canton, Mississippi. And every year on the 4th of July, we sang down on the square. And you know, on the same street that I used to stand and beg and shoot hooking from school, and people called me bum, said I would never amount to anything. And every year when we sang that, my mind began to roam when I stand on the stage. Think about all the guys that I ran with. Some is in prison, some is cocaine addicts, some is alcoholics. What I'm trying to tell you, I looked down the line and I wonder sometimes how I've through the storm and the rain. Then I look down the line and I wonder sometimes how I made it through heartache and pain. You know what? Just a child in the streets, no college and no degree. But look at me, y'all. Yeah. Miss Albertina walk for y'all. Yeah.
I look down the line, oh, and I wonder sometimes how I made it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Through the storm and rain, I made it. I say, I look. Sometimes I wonder how I made it, Lord Jesus. Just a child walking the streets. I didn't go to college, didn't have no degree, but Miss Walker, I made it. He healed my body.
Nothing good.
He healed my body.
Nothing good. ask you, baby. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I thank you, Lord.
Canton spirituals and Hawes talking about how he made it. What about you this evening? Are you making it? Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, ministers, the evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, mothers, to the youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California. Good evening, Atlanta, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good evening, praise God, amen, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was the Lord that woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. Oh, yes, he did. He didn't have to do it. But we thank him on today for all of his mighty acts and all of his love, his grace, and his mercy towards us. We give him praise on today. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless your house. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I first come and give you the honor. Who's the head of my life? I give honor to Deacon Joe, my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, God, just thanking you. Thanking you, God, for continually to breathe on us, God, continue to bless us, continue to deliver us from everything that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you how you continue to shield and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We thank you for continually to install in your knowledge, your wisdom, and your truth within us. God, this day, we continue to lift up our use to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them in their daily activities, in their going and their coming. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every minister once again. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen them, God. Shield and protect them in a mighty way, God. We thank you, God, for our family member, God. We realize, God, we could have got a call that someone was serious sick in the hospital. Someone have gotten hurt. But in spite of all, God, we thank you because you're still keeping them safe. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, this day, if we said anything or did anything to anyone this day, we ask that you forgive us. We repent. In the name of Jesus, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to shield and protect, God. Be that mind regulator for us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for ordering our footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for all things today, God. We thank you for our going and coming, God. We pray, God, that you continue to give us travel and mercy to and for. In the name of Jesus, continue to let your legions of angels be all around us, God, for their shield of protection. God, we thank you this day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue, Lord of Oshay, God, just to walk this earth, God, Lord of Oshay, God, because you see the condition that it is in, God. So, God, I ask that you have your way. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have your way in everything that we do say and say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every elder to you, God, today. Continue to shield and protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger today, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We pray, God, that you'll continue to heal in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to heal all sickness in the name of Jesus, God. Let us realize no sickness is not hard for you, God, because you said by your stripes we are healed. If we continue to obey, God, to hold on to your words, stand on your promises, God. It obey, God. It is well, obey, God, because you cannot lie and won't lie. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for your deliverance power, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So let us continue to lay before you, cry out to you, God. Let us continue, God, to stay immature of our own self, God, and see the error within us, God. As we see the error, God, let us give them to you, God. You have your way, God, in a mighty way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, how we glorify your name, God, because you are so worthy to be praised, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah today, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, how we lift up our spouse to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you continue to lead us, God. Compromise with one another, Hallelujah, God. Let us go down into prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for working every situation out of the Bosha, God. Whoever murdered by son of the Bosha, God, we pray, God, to the Bosha, God, that we continue to encourage one another. In the name of Jesus, Lord, of Bosha, God, even in what trial or tribulation that we're going through, God, let us encourage out of the Bosha. We realize, God, sometimes the others don't encourage us, God, but you're teaching us each and every day to encourage ourselves. In the word of God, we thank you, God. We thank you for being great leaders in you, God. We thank you for walking in the light in our sin, Lord of Oshay, God. We thank you, Lord of Oshay, God, when we can't do nothing there, so just stand still and call on the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for Mother Helen that coming forward with the word, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that we position ourselves, God, and receive the word that you're ready to come. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize that nothing's going to keep us but the word of God, Lord of Oshay, God. Whatever we're going through, God, the word of God will keep us out of Oshay, God. The word of God will keep us strong, God. Keep us pressing through, God. Keep out of Oshay, God. Continue to stretch us, people, Lord of Oshay, God. It's uncomfortable, God, but we realize it's all good, Lord of Oshay, God. It's all for our good and the mighty name of God. Let us continue to pray for one another. In the name of Jesus, God, love on one another, Lord Oshay, God, as you have done, God. This day, God, we go to Oshay, God, these things we all ask. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray, God. Have your way.
Have your way. God, have your way. God, have your way. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And we don't mind waiting, Holy Spirit. Until you come, that you bless, that you correct, that you renew, in the name of Jesus. Come right now. Move right now on every petition, every prayer, everything that the mother prayed right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come right now and have your way. Have your way as we surrender all unto you, yes. Holy Spirit, that you come, that you come, that you come, and renew us. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you come, that you keep us, that you come, Holy Spirit of the living God. Burn us with fire. Right now, the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, let your anointing flow upon everybody and everything, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Holy Spirit, internationally, nationally, locally, Holy Spirit of the living God, the robots, have your way. Have your way right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. And we're here. We're here, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for coming. Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything, for all things, for being ever present. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Holy Spirit, of the living God. Have your way today, in us, and through us, right now. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God.
Oh, thank you.
Thank God.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Whoo, just to set everything to standard. Oh,
thank
glory
you,
be to God. Well, you're getting ready to move on. Getting ready to bring your treat. Oh, yes, we know she's going to come in her own way and spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ around the table of the Lord in her own right.
Amen.
Our own. Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter how we feel, no matter how the difficult to get, we still will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I thank God for this day. I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life. I can't speak for nobody else, but I can speak for OG. I give honor to God, who's the head of my life, honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, Pastor Carol, to all the prophets, the ministers, evangelists, the mothers, deacons, everyone that it takes to make up the ADM family. I greet you with love and peace to our international audience. I greet you with love and peace to everyone listening in the United States, Alabama, Atlanta, wherever my voice is being heard. I greet you with love and peace. Well, I'm going to go back to something we taught on a long time ago, and a lot of times, you know, we have to go back and regroup and rethink. And I'll be coming out of familiar scripture, Galatians 5. We all know what that is. And Paul, this is Paul speaking to Christians, you know, telling them how they should live. And the key word is grace and liberty. So you're saved not by your own good work, but by the grace of God. We are justified and brought into right relation with God. Think about that. Are we completely in the right relationship with God?
Okay.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I was talking to Pastor C, and I posed this question to her. And I said, what if God removed his grace? She said, oh, I hate to think about it. And I said, what if he showed no mercy?
My Lord.
Where would we be? And
yeah,
the way that he shows us mercy and grace, we have to show our fellow man that same mercy and grace. Oh,
amen.
There will be days when you begin to doubt your effectiveness because we live in a chaotic world. You almost don't want to look at the news because it's nothing to encourage you on that. It's just so depressing. So this is why we have to really truly live by this word, chew on this word. When the difficult times come, think before you react.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start reading out of Galatians 5, but I'm going to start at the 14th verse. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out. You will be destroyed by each other. That being said, watch what you say. Watch what you look at. Watch what you speak. I've had a saying, I say, put your dark sunglasses on your eyes, put some cotton in your ears, and drink some water with your mouth, because when you can't talk and drink water at the same time, that'll give you time to think before we react. So let us move on. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature despises what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is in conflict with each other. So you can't do what you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And you say, Mother O.G., what are these? The acts of sinful nations are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, faction, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And that was when I thought about the question, what if God did remove his grace? What if he didn't show us mercy? Well, we look at grace. What is grace? It's when God gives us good things that we don't deserve. In other words, it's called unmerited favor. What is mercy? It's when he spares us from bad things we deserve. It's his forgiveness. But the good thing about it, when they come together, it's called blessings. And he's generous with both his grace and his mercy. We can truly, we have many, many reasons to praise God for his kindness, for his grace, and his mercy. And this is why we need to go back and refresh ourselves. I'm talking about OG too. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. That key word, love. You know, we use that word love so loosely. Do we actually really truly love as we should? Love knows no boundary. It don't hold grudges. It don't act unseemly. It's not. You know, I will say a few verses later on how to be attitudes, because this and that are first cousins to each other, because it all talks about being the peacemaker. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But your fruit of the Spirit is love. I want to quit dwelling on love. If you don't love truly, you can't have joy, you can't have no peace, and you certainly won't have patience, and you won't be meek, and you won't have no goodness, no faithfulness or gentleness. Self-control, that is a key word. Do we have self-control? Do we get angry quickly? Do we react? A lot of times you have the best intentions in the world. I give you an example. Sister, jot them up and let them down, called Mother Going to Heaven Anyhow. And they, you know, we vent. It's nobody out there under the sound of my voice. They don't vent or say something they shouldn't say, because people can get on your nerve. But are you the peacemaker? Are you the peace breaker? We're going to look over in Proverbs and see what they say about people who break peace, who repeat what they hear. He said, the 9th chapter of the 17 verses of Proverbs say, he who covers an offense promotes love. That we go over that love walk. But whoever repeats the matter can separate close friends. And it also states that when you do that, if you bring calamity to someone else's life or home, it's coming back at you, because the Bible do say we reap what we sow. So that's why we have to be careful with the ear gate, the eye gate, and the mouth gate on what we see, what we hear, and what we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you have patience and long-suffering? Do you be patient with your friends and your neighbors? When they get on your nerve, do you get angry, but yet we say we love them? That's not the fruit of the Spirit. Meekness, kindness, doing thoughtful deeds for others, expecting nothing in return. Goodness, showing generosity to others. Faithfulness. Are you trustworthy and reliable? Do you keep your word? Can I depend on you to do what you say you're going to do? Gentleness. That's meekness and humility. That's when you go to that beatitudes and blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness can cover a whole multitude of things. Do you take time out to listen? Do you think before you speak once? Think twice before you speak once? Or do you jump to a conclusion? Sometimes we as Christians, when your fellow man come to you with an issue or a problem, we that are saints of God, walking in these fruits of the Spirit, first of all, we got to show them love. We got to do everything to encourage them and get to the heart of the matter before we repeat it to anybody else or do anything. Because people, they know God, of God, but we don't really know God. He know us. But we have people who are not rooted and grounded as us. I call us the veterans, the leaders, the ones that people look up to, the one that they watch in your lifestyle. We have to be there. Come now, talk to them about their issues. Show love, not jump to conclusions. This is what all the fruit of the Spirit is about. That's why I say each day, it's hard sometimes, but each day we should go back and read this 5th chapter of Galatians and dwell on each one of these fruits of the Spirit. Ask yourself the question, am I meek as I need to be? Do I really love with all my heart, mind, and soul? Am I kind as I need to be? Am I gentle? Do I have self-control? That's one of the things that saints of God, I see, don't have self-control. We fly off the handle. We say things we shouldn't say. And I say all of the time, when you throw a stone, you can't bring it back. When you say a word, you can't take it back. So that's why I still say, watch your mouth gate, your ear gate, and your eye gate. Mm-hmm. Let us learn how to love like Christ loved us. And when we begin to let our mind wander, of have malicious thoughts of our sisters and brothers, let us think about, what if God took his grace from us? What if he showed us no mercy? If we're saying we're walking in the light and we're walking with God, we're walking with God, shouldn't we have all of these 9 characteristics? If not, what do we do? We should go back and pray, confess your faults to God, ask them to help you. God knows we all, no one in it, neither one of us, nor pastor, preacher, deacon, whoever, have any reason to talk about anybody, because we all got a past. We all have sinned and fell short of God's glory. When you see me smiling, it's not, I'm not smiling because I'm stronger than my problems, but I'm smiling because God is in the problem and he's stronger than all of it. So I have to keep loving. I have to keep walking by faith, because I've learned from some months ago when a tree fell on my house, I grew up. As old folks say, you done growed up now. And it helped me visualize and work on OG and find out where my shortcomings was. And I realized that if I devour you, talk about you, backbite you, don't tell you to your face what I really think, then I'm cutting my blessings off. And I love those immediately blessings. And lately God just giving me immediately blessing. He just blessed me, blessed my socks off. And I thank God, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on God, the God that got in the midst of all of my problems, in the midst of everything that was going on with OG. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for me. Like I say, watch your eye gate, your ear gate, and your mouth gate. If you can't speak nothing good, best to just be quiet and don't say nothing. Oh, I know there's plenty of things we could say, because people don't, they rub you the wrong way. It's difficult days, difficult times, but we got to have that visible growth in Jesus Christ to know if we walk in love, if we be meek, if we be kind, if we be gentle, if we be faithful, if we keep self-control, all of the blessings that God has stowed up. Many of us have prayers for healing in our body, prayers for our loved ones, our children, our friends and neighbors, and they can be helped up if we don't have the right mindset. We got to keep the vision of what God has taught us in his word, and that's love at all times. Hold no grudges. Keep, let it go. Just put it, and he said that he would give his angels charge over you. He said that the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He said in this life and on this earth until the day we die, we will have trouble, but you have to learn how to overcome it. Christ went to that cross and hung up, bled and died and suffered for all our hang-ups. He inspired people like Paul to write the word of God that we can go by. So let us get these 9 characteristics down pat. We may need to know Greek and Hebrew, but until we get this, that ain't going to do us no good, because we need to know how to really, truly walk in love. And I hope I have encouraged someone today about the fruits of the Spirit. I don't have to hound and chew on it. When an anointing lifts, I lift. But I just want to leave this little thing with you. Before you talk, listen. Before you react, think. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. And before you quit, try. So with that being said, I love all of you, and let us all come together in unity and practice those 9 attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, and let us go into Matthew, the 5th chapter, and read the Beatitudes for this week, and let us be humble. Let us be meek. Let us be peacemakers instead of peace breakers. Let us always be humble and kind to each other. And I love you with the love of God. God bless everyone, and God bless you, Pastor Smith, and it's back into your hands.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Mother OG, talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Let them be visible in you on today. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And when they are, people will see your good works and know that you are following Christ on today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, Mother OG. Praise God. Amen. Yes. The fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give thanks on today. For the word of God is true. The word of God stands by itself. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is adhere to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling us on today, that we can be blessed. Amen.
Yes.
That
amen.
We,
amen,
can help others along the way on today. You thank Mother Helen, amen, for that word that came out of Galatians, amen, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Because, yes, we all need to exhibit more of those fruits each and every day to draw somebody else. Amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for Mother Helen. We thank God, amen, for Mother Jackson, amen, for the prayer. We thank God for the Holy Spirit for coming in the midst. And we thank God for the Word of God that comes to teach. Hallelujah. That comes to direct.
Yes,
that comes to renew us each and every day. Praise God. We thank God one today.
Amen.
We thank God for you, international partners. Amen. Praise God. We thank you for our national partners. We thank you for our local partners. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Amen. On today. On today, where would we be? So we thank God for his word. We thank God for his Holy Spirit. We thank God. Amen. Amen. Just a few notes before we move on. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Talking about our Holy Land tour. Amen. Amen. May 20th now will be our deadline day. Amen. Our deadline day for paying all funds for the Holy Land tour in Orlando, Florida. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And listen, if you're falling a little short, amen, we got a few fundraisers out there. Hook up with those leaders. Do a little something and help out. Amen. And God will bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Until we come tomorrow at 7 a.m., you come on back and meet us right here where the Lord is ever present, and that we can meet him and he will bring us what he would have for us to have to sustain us throughout the day. Amen.
Amen.
So you have a God-blessed day, and remember, God loves you, and so do I. Tell somebody about the good news and the gospel
of Jesus Christ on today. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, when you do it, amen, God will bless you so richly. Amen. Because you're not being selfish with what God gave you. You're willing to share the good word and the good news of Jesus Christ in the world today. So stay.
I'm aware of me, too hard to bear. You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are.